Good afternoon and welcome to the show, Je Savais Pas. I'm your host, Esther Tyree. Hope you had a good and safe Mardi Gras, and it is the beginning of the month. So thank you to everybody listening who is a member and has renewed their membership. If you haven't yet become a member, you may go to the website, krvs.org, and click on the member information button or something like that, and then that'll give you information on being a member. And again, thank you to everybody who keeps this wonderful station on the air. So in the studio with me today is Randy Ramirez. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So she's a local Lafayette native, and she recently graduated from SLCC with a digital media design, right?
Yes, I did.
I got it. So she's in here to talk about her journey and describe what that is and then just go from there. So welcome, Randy. Thank you for coming in today to discuss your fun. I always love seeing them on Facebook, your drawings and all your characters. So just maybe start with, at what point did the visual art appeal to you and you got started?
Let's see. Whenever I decide to start with my art, I think I was like around 10 years old.
Cool.
Let me just grab a pencil and see if I could draw this awesome picture.
So it was a picture you saw, or you had one, or that you had in your head?
It's one that I saw. I was like big into Dragon Ball Z, and I still am, so it's one of my first.
Okay. So you were looking at something, trying to copy it.
Yes.
Okay. So from that point then, did you have formal training, or did you go to classes, or did you just sort of keep practicing looking at pictures and drawing?
No, I sort of just kept on practicing on my own. No training whatsoever.
Okay. Well, good for you. Mm-hmm. So then, at what point did you start with your characters? I mean, I'm going to let you describe that because I'm not going to go into all that. You're the one that's going to tell us. So describe, just some of your, at what point you got into creating these characters, and we'll go with your process from there.
Let's see, my characters, I start off with most of these characters as I was watching, TV shows and whatnot, from Disney to anime. It's usually known as fan art. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me just get some of these, certain characters and put them all together in one.
Sweet. So, yeah. So what is fan art? I've not heard of that.
Fan art is something that a person will take, say, from the show. Say Dragon Ball Z, I'll use that as an example.
Okay.
To take that certain character, and then they make it their own. Pretty much doing a whole different design, hairstyle, whatnot.
Okay, so you kind of give it your own your own personality.
Mm-hmm.
Or you give your personality to it and create its own.
Yes.
Gotcha. And then, I guess, from there, what led to digital media design degree?
Let's see. From there, I wanted to do more digital besides, because everything I do is hand-drawn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, let me give the digital world a try.
And that's where you create it on a computer screen?
Yes.
I bet that's interesting.
It wasn't easy to learn, but I'm slowly getting there.
Yeah, I'm a hands-on person. Don't even go into that digital.
I'm very visual. I don't learn unless I see everything. Yeah. In person.
Okay. So you start with, say, an idea in your head, mm-hmm. and then the media, is it, do you start with pencil and paper, or let's talk about your process a little bit. What's the first steps in kind of going from what you see in your head or what you see on the TV show or something else, mm-hmm. and then how you put it then on paper?
The way I do everything, I usually start off by going on either YouTube, Google, Pinterest, to get ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much just copy and save, put it in the folder.
Ideas for characters?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the different positions, facial features, how to do all of that. After that, I usually go in and do some small, quick sketches, which we call them thumbnails.
Yeah, I've heard of thumbnail sketches, I think.
Just do little quick sketches, quick ideas, throw them out there.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you're going to pick the best of your thumbnails, and then you put it on paper.
Okay.
And then after that,
then you go back in and you decide the colors and
yes.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are the characters, are they like cartoon people? I think I've seen you do, because I've told you that I love seeing your posts that come up on Facebook of different projects that you're doing. So is it? I think you have a mixture, don't you? Do like animal, cartoon animals and cartoon character people?
Yes, I have a mixture. I also like to do still life, because it's like flowers, paintings, and all that good stuff, too.
Okay.
I try to kind of like draw a little of everything.
Yeah. Expand yourself.
Yes.
Grow. Reach out.
Except for the human body. That's a whole different concept, but yeah.
Yeah. Stick to cartoons.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of easy. So what's the process? Is there a different process between the cartoon characters, the cartoon animals, and your still life?
Pretty much all the same process.
Are you kind of still start with the thumbnail?
Yes. Same process, just what you want to go on and put on the paper.
Okay. So do you have a easel, art, craft area?
Yeah, I have my desk. It's closest. I try the easel. Like, I'm so used to just having it flat on the table and whatnot. Going into an easel is like, so different.
Yeah, but it's part of stretching and growing. Mm-hmm. So what kind of sort of things have you noticed that you've learned in your just kind of experimenting, exploring, and trying new things?
Stuff that I learned, adding more detail.
Okay.
Because I wasn't a very detail-oriented person when it came to my drawings.
So detail, you mean in like shading and colors, or actually detail in facial features and
facial
costumes and things like
everything
that?
Everything, like the little, besides shading, I pretty much had the shading down. Mm-hmm. But usually it comes to shading, this more than just adding a little dark spot in the corner and whatnot.
So. Right. And then for your coloring, what media? Like, is it crayons? Is it ink? Is it paint? Markers? What do you use for the colors?
Color-wise, I like to mix color pencil with ink and markers.
Mm-hmm.
As far as crayons, I haven't experimented with that yet, but I do have a pack of crayons, though.
Yeah, it's helpful if you want to try to actually have to be used.
Yes, but as far as markers and color pencils, that's something I'm still practicing on. That's why you see a lot of color on Facebook.
Yeah. Cool. Then you, like, what size, shape are we talking about with your sketchbook? I mean, are you doing small? Because it's hard on Facebook to see, like, dimensions, but what, so what size sketch pad do you use?
What I've been using lately is 11 by 14, if I'm not mistaken. It's a pretty decent size.
And then and then you have just like one character per page you fill up?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
That's a big jump from a thumbnail sketch to a
full
size.
It's kind of hard to draw small. I'm so used to drawing in such a big sketch pad.
Yeah, what's some of the hurdles or challenges of going from a small thumbnail to a large drawing and keeping the proportions, or then going the other way, and maybe you have a large one, but you're thinking, no, you might look better in a smaller format.
This is where math comes into play. So in your pencil, you have to do measurements and whatnot. So, yeah.
Yeah. So how do you do those measurements? You just kind of eyeball them, or you sort of use your thumbs, or you actually have a ruler?
You actually grab your pencil and use like your thumb from where you have the point of your pencil to where your thumb is at, to the sharpened area, and that's where you kind of measure around and look at it.
Okay. So describe one of your projects sort of like from start to finish, and if you notice that, well, that doesn't look right, is it possible to go back in and edit, or do you have to start over?
It's possible to go back and edit.
Because you start with pencil and paper?
Yes. It's best to do it while you have the pencil on it. Because once you throw the ink and the color, it's kind of hard to go back. Charcoal is a different story. That one's a lot easier to fix your mistakes because you don't notice it because it's so dark.
So charcoal, you sort of have the ability to go over.
Because it's easy to smear.
Really?
Yes, very.
So do you have to have a different type of paper for crayon versus charcoal versus ink and pencil? Do you ever have like a different texture paper?
For pencil, crayon, and charcoal, it can all be on the same paper. As far as marker, you need thicker papers, mm-hmm. and you can use that a mixed media sketchbook, which mm-hmm. you can buy them. So, yeah.
Okay. So then what's one of the favorite characters you've envisioned or was inspired by a YouTube video or a Pinterest?
Let's see, my favorite one that I've done so far. I watched a show called Ruby. So, and my favorite character, her name is Ruby. So mm-hmm. I'm like, let me go ahead and draw her out. She was more complex.
Uh-oh.
She wasn't as easy as I thought. So like, I already started, so might as well continue it.
Yeah, that's a good perspective.
And, yeah.
You know, challenge yourself.
Yeah.
So what were some of the challenges of doing that?
Proportions on that one, because mm-hmm. that one's more human-like.
Okay.
And the way she was positioned, she's like kind of front side view, mm-hmm. and that is a harder drawing. I have a habit of doing just front-facing drawings. So
yeah.
Like, that was a challenge, but once I got it down with the pencil, like, we're good to go.
Okay, so you sort of stretched yourself to
yes.
branch out and change up from just front.
Yes.
So what were some of the challenges that you found in having a shape that wasn't just parallel to the page?
Whew. I did a lot of erasing, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
So she had like a pose where one foot was... in front of the other, or
yeah, she had a weird
kind of twisted.
She had a weird pose because one hand she's holding this like axe-looking thing,
mm-hmm.
which that one's very geometric.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just grab a ruler and measure that.
Okay.
As far as her legs and her arms, one arm was in the front, the other one was kind of to the back. Same thing for the legs.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it in pencil, you don't notice it. Until you start adding color to it. That's where you kind of...
realize that maybe
yes.
it's not quite what it needs to be?
Yeah.
Okay, so at that point, then how do you go in and bring adjustments to help it match what you're seeing?
That's where the shading comes into play.
Ah.
And that's where you see how one thing looks further away than the other.
Yeah, so you put like a darker color
yes.
on the one that's further away.
Yes.
Okay. And then you've done some pet... animal cartoons, haven't you?
I was trying to backtrack which one.
I was trying to think if I'd seen a dog or a bear or some sort of comic character.
Oh, it's a Pokemon.
Okay, that's what it was.
That was a Pokemon,
okay,
which was the last one I did.
So then talk about that a little bit.
Oh, that little Pokemon. The name is Sylveon. It's like one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, let me give this a try. The colors for that Pokemon is just white, pink, and blue. Her whole body is blue. I mean white. They blue. I'm like, what am I going to do with the rest?
Right. Like, how do you create that
yeah.
shape when it's just white?
Yeah. That's where I decided to put some ink as a shading.
Around?
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
And that's what made it pop out.
Okay. All right. So then, you found yourself maybe getting a bit braver in... expanding your boundaries of, well, that looks this way. Let me try it. And I've been doing this. Let me try this.
As far as drawing-wise, yes. When it comes to graphic design, that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Because that requires a lot of detail, patience. It's easy to put it on paper, but once you put it on your computer,
mm-hmm.
that's where you kind of have to play around with it.
Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Je Savais Pas, and my guest today is Randy Ramirez. She's a digital media design, talking about her just journey and what she's learned in drawing her animated, well, not animated, but her cartoon characters.
Cartoons.
Okay, so talk a little bit about graphic design.
Graphic design, that deals more with like logo-related art,
mm-hmm.
but it also deals with like making postcards, I forgot the name. It's postcards.
Because you haven't posted somebody. I think there's a mutual friend. I don't know if it's you. Was it plans for a room or?
No, that wasn't me.
Okay, so
that's more architecture,
right? But I thought graphic design was sort of part of that, where you're
it can
designing, sort of a layout or something.
Yeah, which I found that out not too long ago as I was going online reading, because I like to read stuff about art in general and how the graphic design world is like expanding.
Is that because of computer?
Or just computer, because the technology that's out there, it's, you can do more with it.
So with that one, are you designing on the computer, what you have in your head, or you're still using actual pen and paper or pencil and paper or crayons or charcoal?
You're doing both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have it in one place first, and then you transfer it to the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So share with the listeners one of those projects.
The last graphic design related thing I did was when I was in school. That's when my teacher told us to do a Facebook picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they were going to pick out the best.
Okay.
So what I did at that time, I found like a background that I kind of liked.
What was the background?
The background was kind of like, described, it was green, but we're like, it was technological style, kind of like a motherboard looking thing with a bunch of lines and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, I added the lettering, which was SLCC,
okay,
digital media. With the letters, I did to where the lettering kind of popped out by adding a background shadow, and then the letters were yellow. That way, it can reflect off the green.
Okay.
So, yeah, I actually won that one.
Oh, congratulations.
That was my first semester.
Well, it's always heartening and encouraging when you put your investing time into a project and then it gets acknowledged.
Yes.
So how did you do the yellow letters over the green background?
That's where I drew it on Photoshop.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Photoshop comes into play with that big time.
Yeah. So you scan the background and then you just go in with Photoshop and you bring in the letters.
Mm-hmm.
So then does that allow you to do like the shading and giving it that depth aspect that you would if you had it on paper?
Yes. Okay. It's actually easier than doing it on paper because it's more like precise.
Right. And I'm sure it's a lot easier to go in and erase when it's on the computer than when it's...
You know. Control Z becomes your best friend.
Gotta love those.
Yes, little shortcuts.
The things we learned. So was there another project on that media or graphic design that you've done that you felt increased your awareness or learning or knowledge about, you know, your design or your craft or like another level of ability?
For the last one I did, I was kind of playing with like... A lot of people are probably familiar with this game called Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
There's this new one called Final Fantasy VII that's coming out soon. I kind of played around with the lettering and whatnot. Like, let me throw some stuff together. So I threw some lines going one way and then going the other. And I brought the initials, FFVII,
okay,
which is Final Fantasy VII,
okay,
and pushed it forward with the shadows. Like,
interesting. Hey. Like, how do you? That sounds so funny.
Push
it forward, and you're not really
it's
actually.
Because I know there's this option, say bring it forward in Photoshop, and that's how it brings it forward.
So like,
yeah, it's weird the way everything works.
And that's one of the challenges of the show is like we're talking about things, and there's no visual to go with the audio, and but that's why we leave time at the end to let you share where people would be able to go and you know, talk to you in person or see what you're doing, stuff like that. Okay, so then as far as, like, your process, do you have, like, a set time every day that you sit down or you just wait for the inspiration to hit? Or as you get an idea, you go and you maybe jot down ideas or you start with the framework? Or
as I get an idea, I start jotting it down because mm-hmm. I'm a person that forgets. So, yeah, I kind of, the minute I get it, like, let me put it down before I forget.
So you write it down in words or you start to sketch it out?
I kind of sketch it out. Okay. I don't like writing things down in words because then I go back like, huh?
What did I mean?
Yeah. What was I thinking at the time?
So then once you have, like, you have it, I guess you have a sketch pad or book that's devoted to, you know, mm-hmm. ideas that come to you. And then, so you take it and think about it for a bit or open it up and go, hey, I think I know what to add on to this and stuff like that. What?
Sometimes I think about it when it comes to ideas. Sometimes I'm just, let me just throw it down. There's sometimes I'm like, just watching TV or doing something, taking notes,
mm-hmm.
and like, ooh, an idea. Let me write it down underneath my notes. So, yeah.
And then you go back and sort of see if it talks to you and gives mm-hmm. you some ideas about how to add on to it.
Yep.
Okay.
Another thing that I love to do is when I'm doing my art is like kind of do a small portion of it and then take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
For some odd reason, I see it a lot better when I take a photo of it. And that's when I decide to see if it needs more detail, if it needs more color.
Well, that's an interesting yeah. step. So you take the picture, I guess, on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then what does that perspective do when you look at the physical drawing part or the notes that you've sort of jotted the lines?
Between the physical and the photo image itself,
mm-hmm.
of course, the physical will always look better, but there's some, like me, I can't always see it right away off the physical portion.
Mm-hmm.
I have no choice but to do a photo. Now, if it gets to the point to where I can't see it, that's when I like text it to one of my friends or just put it on Facebook and see. Like, I also put it on Twitter, too.
Okay.
Because that's when a lot of people comment, like, you need to do this, you need to do that. I'm like, okay.
Oh, so you kind of open it yeah. up for suggestions Discussion, and yeah. comments. Well, that's neat. Mm-hmm. So since we're on that subject, share with the listener your Facebook and social media and mm-hmm. places where they'd be able to see some of your works in progress, some of your finished works and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
So, yeah, all my stuff's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You could just find me at Randy Ramirez. That's my name on...
And it's Randy with an I.
Yes, Randy with an I.
R-A-M-I-R-E-Z.
Yes.
Okay, so they can search that on mm-hmm. those three platforms?
Yes.
Twitter, you said Instagram?
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And then they'll yeah. see that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, and then you're working at?
Right now I'm working at GameStop.
Which is?
It's yeah. just a video game store in the Broussard location.
So, yeah, so if yeah. somebody wanted to actually see you in person mm-hmm. and maybe have an opportunity to chat with you,
yeah.
that'd be a good place to go.
Yep.
And also maybe see what the videos are.
Yes. Got the video games.
So let's say somebody's listening and they're kind of intrigued and thinking, you know, I've had some ideas. What would you suggest as encouraging them in their next steps?
Let's see. As far as that, because everybody can come up with an idea. The issue everybody has is putting it down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, my thing would be just to, like, just go with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Exactly. Thank you.
So, yeah. Nobody's perfect in this world, so just go with it.
And you would suggest starting with just pencil and paper first?
Yes, because it's easier to erase your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you bring it to somebody and if you want to ask them questions about it, they could go in and kind of fix it for you, too.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah. So anything else you've learned in your process and noticed about progress or improvement from when you started to now as far as your process and your steps and your characters?
I've been seeing a big improvement, like big time. From when I was 10 to when I graduated high school to when I did my first semester at UL.
Uh-huh.
And then from there at SOCC. So, yeah, it's been a big jump.
So the progress is in, like, the type of project or the size of the project or
just
the details
just
of the project?
Just the detail and technique of everything.
Uh-huh.
So, like, because there's so many techniques that you can use out there. I like to experience with everything. So
yeah, sweet. So you have any current projects in the works that you are hoping to expand some more your ability?
Right now I'm working on this Yu-Gi-Oh! Drawing, which I just started adding color to it like 2 days ago.
Okay, what's Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is an anime. It's very old, like in the 90s.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And so what's, is that an animal character, a cartoon character? Is it?
That's considered more like a
sci-fi?
cartoonish anime style.
Uh-huh.
Show. So, yeah. But that's something, I was actually at work when this popped up. Because one of my friends brought some Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I'm like, oh, an idea popped up. I'm like, I'm going to draw Yu-Gi-Oh. And then the other guy's like, you could do Dark Magician in one corner, Dark Magician Girl on the other. I'm like, I'm going to do that.
It's always fun when somebody's there to throw in a suggestion. And you're like, hey, that's kind of a cool suggestion, idea. Mm-hmm. So Dark Magician. That's part of Yu-Gi-Oh!, the story, or?
Yeah, that's part of Yu-Gi-Oh!. That is actually one of the probably, like, powerful cards that you can use. And that's, like, his card itself that he has in his little pile.
So when you say cards.
It's a card game.
It's a card game?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Pokemon. It's also a card game.
Okay.
Which also a show. Yeah.
Interesting.
I just collect them. I don't know how to play them.
I was going to ask you, is it like hearts or bridge or slapjack?
No. It's a whole different concept. Like, I'll learn it eventually when I have the patience for it.
Yeah, that's another thing that's interesting about, you know, when you're involved in some sort of art expression, that how it sometimes tags into other ones and then sort of branches you off into sort of exploring or experimenting with things outside. But actually, and I've said it before, it's sort of like how Louisiana is a good example where you have crawfish and rice fields and, you know, they sort of work together and help each other out. So just in closing, any last words you want to say to the listener to encourage them to go and do something?
Just pick up your pencil and just go with it.
Exactly. Just be willing to let your pencil take you on a journey.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for being in here today, Randy, and sharing
your
fun stuff and what you've learned and your journey. And thank you for tuning in and listening. And you've been listening to Je Savais Pas, a production of KRVS, brought to you as a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of this station. This is KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful afternoon.
Yay! That's actually...
We all make mistakes in life. Si tu avais manqué la dernière Franco Mix, c'est OK. Tu peux m'écouter this Thursday at 9 p.m. seulement sur KRVS 88.7 avec Drake Benoit LeBlanc. Et c'est formidable.
Hello, this is Lee, your man behind the mic. Many styles of big band and jazz music, plus popular vocals, coming up this Friday night for big band, swings, and other things. From Louis Armstrong to Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, coming up this Friday night, 7 until 9, on KRVS 88.7 and online at krvs.org.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.